everyone, and welcome to the Cave-In Universe.
Yes, another audio episode this week. You know what's weird? There's some people that listen to the audio, and they don't like it when we play videos on our video version, because I guess they can't see it. Mm-hmm. But then there's also people who just watch the video, and they're probably disappointed in this audio episode this week.
Yeah, but, it is a little weird.
Yeah, but as we said on the last on our other podcast, The Jobber Circle, we're going to be coming to you with video, hopefully by next time, on both podcasts. Mm-hmm. Because right now, we are laying in our bed doing this episode.
Yeah, it is pretty different. I like it. I like the vibe.
Yeah, so it is pretty chill.
We should do
more audio episodes in our bed.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Just chilling.
Yeah, our lazy days.
What do we got going on today?
So today we are actually going to be reviewing the first half of the American Horror Story double feature. So if you don't know by now, I personally, and then I can actually speak for Vinny as well, we're both pretty big horror fans. So when we heard that this was starting, we were like, oh, we got to watch this, you know? So at half of it, first part one, or no, episode 1-5 just concluded. So yeah, we're just going to be talking about that.
Yeah, and I know they have that other series, American Horror Stories, that they just came out with, and like maybe in like how many episodes actually touch to the American Horror Story series?
I believe only like 3 of them referenced the murder house. That was it.
Oh, other than that, house, I wonder they'll probably do more along the line. Because was that like is it season 1 over with that?
Yeah, season 1. Yeah, it was back in May, I think.
Maybe season 2 will have like a few references to Asylum or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Seasons.
I was going to ask you before we do cuz it was going to be a quick episode, but something I just came up with.
Uh-huh.
Since we have the Hulu popped up.
Oh,
the Hulu. It sounds like old man. Got the Hulu. You put on the Hulu. look at they have all 10 seasons on here?
Yeah, all 10 seasons.
So before we get to reviewing the first half of season 10, which is Red Tide, what would you say your rank of?
My rank of American Horror Stories, like my favorite?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Election Night. And then I guess my next one would be Asylum. And then lastly, Freak Show will be my top three.
Well, that'll be your top three?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I might have to go top 5 here.
Right? You like can't choose?
Well... Man, what was season 9? Oh, I didn't see.
You didn't see the 1984 one. The 1984 one was the one without Evan Peters and Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, that's. And I think Roanoke was the first one without. No, Jessica Lange was season 4 was the last one she had.
Yeah.
Because Asylum used to be my favorite. Season 2 used to be my absolute favorite. Yeah. But Freak Show is probably my favorite. So one would be Freak Show, because I just love that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And even Asylum, I have a feeling I might end up in one of those by the time I... Anyway, so Asylum would be number 2. And then number 3, Coven kind of sucked. Murder House was okay.
Yeah.
I started with season 2, and then I went back and went to Murder House. See, my number... What did I say? Did I say 3?
No.
It might be Hotel.
I was going to say my honorable mention is going to be Hotel.
It might be Hotel. Roanoke, disappointment.
Yeah.
Election Night's good, but it'd be probably right after Hotel.
Yeah.
This is the Apocalypse one. Oh, gosh. I couldn't get through 3 episodes. It was ridiculous. What's this one?
1984.
Oh, I didn't watch this one, so I got to catch up on season 9, and I guess I'll rewatch season 8. Oh, yeah. Coven. Coven?
Coven, yeah.
Yeah, wish
done. I never really got
I didn't get into that one either. and then, season 10. It's pretty good. Pretty good so far.
Pretty good. And I'm surprised because with you and shows, it's kind of difficult for you to get into it right away. Yeah. But literally the first episode, you were hooked.
Yeah, and it's difficult, not just with shows, but honestly with American Horror Story, because the way that they like to tell the story, and I guess it's good with this season because they had to hurry up and get into it. Usually we wouldn't have a big turnaround or big something that interests you until about episode 4 or episode 5.
Yeah.
So American Horror Story, that's why, like I said, Coven, Roanoke.
It's very slow in the beginning.
Apocalypse, those were the 3 where I'm if you don't catch me in the first 3 episodes, unless it's something that I, a theme that I like.
Yeah.
Then I'll give it more of a chance. Like Murder House, I didn't really care for the first few episodes, but the whole thing with the house, I kind of like that theme. So then I give it a chance, and then by the end, I end up liking it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they never went back to that evil kid that was... the evil kid next door that ended up being a murderer at the end. See, they always and it's you always tell yourself they're going to come back to that. They're going to come back to that. And then it's they're checking too long or maybe they're not. I don't know.
Yeah. But the only thing about because I enjoyed when, because I watched the American Horror Stories, all of them, the different ones. And it was the first two episodes, because the first two episodes were like part one and two. And then the last episode also referenced the Murder House.
Yeah.
So yeah, Murder House in the first two and the Murder House in the last one.
Oh, you're talking about like, American Horror Stories?
Yeah, American Horror Stories.
The other series they have, which basically, that's just, if you know what that is, that's just every episode is about something different. It's kind of like...
Mini.
Yeah, it's kind of like Black Mirror or Love, Death, and Robots or, you know, even Back End Tales from the Crypt or Creepshow or something like that.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
I love those.
Yeah, Goosebumps.
Goosebumps too, but Goosebumps wasn't like hardcore enough for me.
Really?
It was too, like,
that's
you could
true.
Just tell
it
was
too
childish.
Kiddish.
Yeah, it was kind of too kiddish.
Yeah.
Creepshow, no. Tales from the Crypt. Creepshow was the one. Creepshow was the one that, like, would have stories that, like, creep me out. Like, the one with the roaches. Ooh.
Ooh.
Crazy stuff. Yeah.
The heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, the scientists with the roaches all pop out of his freaking... Or they come out of his mouth, like, pop out of his stomach or something. Ugh. Yeah, and they actually filmed that with real, like, roaches, and there was, like, hundreds of thousands of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I never want to think about that.
Yeah. Like, the scene that where he... If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're like, you're probably like, what the hell are you... You know? There's a scene where, the roaches come out of his stomach, and how they did that is they literally filled a dummy, like, a fake dummy full of the roaches, and, like, they... Basically, like, I think they, like, cut the stomach open, threw it in real quick, and shut the door, and then filmed all the roaches just coming out.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think, I was just saying, that's...
Let's go back to
Murder House. Thinking of it. Okay. So, I don't know. Do you want to give your, like, first initial thought of, like, what you thought it might be about, or what you thought based on the first episode? Like, kind of your predictions.
That's hard, because usually, like... First of all, American Horror Story, if you know American Horror Story, they have the most awesome entrances, like your theme song.
Theme songs,
like, theme
yeah.
with the entrance. But then I always know now by now, like, the gore and, like, the craziness they show in the entrance or in the theme is like a turned up version of what it is.
Yes.
You know, so you kind of see the little things and you get little clues, you know, about that.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be something with, like, slaughter and something, like, evolving, like, the ocean, like, the coastline. It reminded me of that one, was it Love, Death, and Robots? Episode where they had that giant that, like, you know, it was like an alternate universe instead of a whale washed up on shore. It was a giant human that washed up on shore. It kind of reminded me of, like, that.
Yeah, I remember that. Uh-huh. And they were all, like, playing over all
over. Yeah, and then they start, like, taking pieces of them and, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, eating him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you're right with that. Like, of course, my first thing when I saw the intro was that it's going to be some sort of something about drugs.
Yeah,
right?
True.
I got drugs.
Yeah, that's, yep.
I got, you know, the slaughter type thing, right?
Yeah.
They kind of, like, hinted towards, like, the whole black pill and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So black pills, like, basically, like, the point of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, people, we're gonna get into it if you haven't
seen
it
yet. Yeah, if you haven't noticed by now, yeah. So, I guess, starting from the beginning, first off, so it starts off, like, you know, them going to this creepy town.
And that's
of course,
Donovan,
it's always
right? If you know Hotel, that's the guy that played Donovan in Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah, that's another thing about American Horror Story that I love. It's just, like, all the same people. Like, if you're not familiar, like, you'll, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I do love, like, this character, like I said, when I look at him, I see Donovan. So that's kind of, he's good. Don't get me wrong. But there's ones like, oh, my God. Like, Sarah Paulson, like, in Hotel. She literally was, I think it was the same episode or, like, it was the same episode where she played two different people.
Yeah, she was, like, a dead alcoholic.
Yes, and then she's, like, the reporter at the end. And I'm like, yep, that's her at that character. Or that's this character and that's this character. My brain doesn't see that's Sarah Paulson, that's Sarah Paulson. She's that good. You know, same thing with Evan Peters. He's that good that whatever he's playing, you know him as that character. Like,
exactly.
I used to always just say, oh, that's Tate. But then, like, you know.
No, that's Mr. March.
Mine was Tate from Asylum, but of course he plays the next one, and you're like, oh, no, that's that character. That's that character.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway,
that's
you know,
because so
it's like there's other ones, like, I'm sorry, like, I love The Rock, but every episode, like, oh, that's The Rock, or every movie that he's
in. That's The Rock.
He's not whatever you call him. He's The Rock.
Yeah.
You know? The Rock. Oh, yeah, The Rock's on a plane, a helicopter pilot now. It's like that's what I imagine. It's like, did it really happen? Like, because that would be The Rock's life is like, oh, yeah, today I'm just going to go jump off a building and do that. And then, you know,
right?
you could sink in that fake reality that, like, yeah, maybe it is The Rock just going and he wants to be, you know, a freaking FBI agent for a month or two, you know?
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. He just has all these different characters.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, back to the first episode. So, of course, any creepy thing, right? Creepy show takes place in a scary small town. So, scary small town.
Where we basically around.
No, right.
You know, where we settled in the middle of nowhere.
Honestly.
But we'd be the crazies. Anyway.
It's a man with his pregnant wife and their daughter, right? Moved to this, like, you know, what it's, oh, it's an isolated beach town, like Massachusetts or something. So basically, he just goes because he's a writer. He needs to focus on his writing. The daughter is a violinist, right? Is that what you place?
Yeah.
And then the mother is like an interior
designer.
Right? We'll figure that
out. She's a jobber designer.
Yeah, we actually called that one from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was getting my nerves from the beginning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just like.
I love her. I love that actress because she's been in a few other ones, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's been in a lot of. Wasn't she like one of the nuns in Asylum?
Yes. She was like the main second one behind Jessica Lange.
Okay. It was like her right-hand man type. But yeah, so they moved to this town, right? Well, things are creepy, and we've come to find out that, like...
I'm like have my back turned to you, because I can hear you in my headphones. I just realized, like, turn back to look at you. Let me turn around.
Yeah, but, I mean, where was I going with that? Like, I was just kind of just, like, trying to explain the beginning.
Oh, yeah, explain the beginning about how she's a designer and
yeah,
the violinist.
Basically.
And they basically go to the small town to get away, and Cape Cod, I guess, like, it's around Cape Cod, right?
Around Cape Cod type, yeah.
Yeah, and it's basically the one where it's, like, in the spring and summer, that's where all the tourists and rich people come in and spend all their money and stuff, and that's how, and then they survive through, I guess, the winter when everybody leaves, and it's literally
the
town folk. I forgot what they said in the beginning, like, it's, like, I'm gonna get it wrong, but you know, something along the numbers of like, you know, around over 100,000 people there in the summer, and then in the winter it's like, you know, it was like 3,000 or
something
like that.
Yeah, super small.
Yeah, super small. So yeah. Kinda creepy to start.
Kinda creepy.
And then you know, you immediately meet Evan Peters and what's the other lady's name? But she's also been in all of them. Like she was the fake or the ghost maid in Murder House.
Okay, yeah.
She's been there since day one.
Yeah.
So yeah, and they're basically in the same
boat. This writer, Donovan.
Yeah, exactly. They're basically in the same boat where they're writers too, and yeah, they meet up with him at like a, because he goes out to a bar or whatever.
We don't even know the restaurant.
Details, just watch it, people. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And so, of course, immediately, like, they see that he's struggling, you know, but they read some of his work, I think, and they realize that he's a good writer, right? Mm-hmm. And then they introduce him to this little black pill that basically, like, when you take it, and if you're talented, it's like talent on steroids, basically. And it makes you just, like, you know.
Yeah, and that first.
Do what you do best, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I mean, we don't have to break down every single episode. We can kind of just go through it. So because that's basically by the second episode he's writing.
Yeah, exactly.
So he you know, he's back and forth with Evan Peters, and you know, Evan Peters, man, that like loft style like house he had was badass.
Yes,
it's so cool.
Liked
and like
it.
I loved
glass
his
house.
I loved his character in this one, and like how like he was just kind of like a carefree, kind of bombastic.
Yes,
like, right. You know, typical writer. You know, as what you imagine as a typical writer is basically how he played it, but kind of cooler. Like I would be friends with that Evan Peters, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, you find out this black pill. If it's if you take it and you're talented, boom, that's it. Like it's all gonna come out, and you're gonna be the best at whatever you do.
Yeah.
And if you, but there's a side effect, and the side effect is that you really aren't born with any talent. So therefore. You become a Momo.
Basically.
Yeah, so, and I kind of like because...
Bloodthirsty Momo.
Yeah, let's talk about the other side effect of the pill. So, I love, like, you like Twilight, don't you?
Yeah.
There was a reason why Twilight, when I watched you watch Twilight and I seen clips of it, it seems like a good movie. It seems like a good movie. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I didn't like to get to, like the thing I couldn't wrap my head around is these are vampires.
Yeah.
Like these are supposed to, at the time Twilight was supposed to be like a modern day vampire story. Why, if I was a vampire, I would not be in high school.
Right.
Like it was just a cheap way to make a love story with vampires. So I never wrapped my head around it. But I told you when we found this out in the thing, this is like the perfect, like makes sense. Modern vampire story.
Basically,
because
yeah.
you take this pill and you're awesome at whatever you do, but the side effect is you need to survive off of blood.
Yeah, that's like the only way. Yeah. And you don't care who it is either.
This doesn't get flagged for shocking content and like the YouTube shows it to nobody. We're talking about a show here.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't show it on cable television.
It's just getting really bad, man. The notices I've been getting are just really bad. But anyway, yeah, so you have to do that. And yeah, so that's a side effect. It could be a chance that you just become a Momo. And essentially, when I say Momo, like your hair, like basically you take the pill. If you're talented, boom, you're ready. You're ready to start working.
Yeah.
But then they show like somebody who took it and weren't talented and automatically starts throwing up. His vision starts getting blurry.
Yeah.
His hair starts falling out. And then he gets real pale and he, like, wants to, like, and he's cold, so he needs to cover up. So he goes and, like, gets a big trench coat to cover up from a store.
So, of course, he just looks creepy, like Nosferatu.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then, so basically, they are essentially vampires too, but it's kind of cool the way they spin it because they're, like, supposed to be, like, modern vampires, but the ones that are, like, not talented end up being more like zombies.
Yeah.
So that's what's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So, and then the ones that are talented, yeah, they have to go and actually get their teeth fixed a certain way so it can help them feed.
That's where Billy Lord comes in. I know her name.
Oh, that's
she's
who?
She's been in so many of them. I can't even remember.
Oh, so she kind
of
was like a cameo in this one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So she basically just helped them like fix their teeth and stuff because, right, I don't know if you mentioned, but regardless, you know, if you're a Momo, you still gotta, you rely on like the blood, right? That's all you can have. But of course, if you are so talented, you do still have to survive off of that. You still need to feed in order to be able to continue to do what you got to do.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. And then, but the cool thing is like it only lasts as long as you take the pill. But the other side of, I guess, the third side effect of the pill is once you get off of it, that's it. Like all that talent and everything goes away until you get back on it again. Yep. So it's you're kind of like screwed.
You have to be consistent.
It's kind of like a point and a return.
Yeah, basically.
So. You know, we find out who is behind, you know, making the pill, and I think that's when it's going to have, the second part of the double feature about, and I think it's going to go back to, like, black and white, and it's going to be like, oh my god, this is just, like, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, like, we got vampires, and like I said, we got a touch of zombies, and it looks like the second part, based on, what, you know, previews we've seen and things like that, looks like the second part is going to be, like, kind of like aliens contacting the CIA. Jesus. And wanting to make a perfect version or like a blend of half alien, which are all obviously look like superior.
Yeah.
Chicks floating in the preview. and she's like, I think she's like communicating with them without talking, which is the thing that they say, like, you know, aliens don't have needs for mouth because, you know, they're so powerful. They can just communicate with you by just brainwaves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which eventually maybe we might get there. Oh yeah. That's why they say we're just eventually, you know, a million years from now, we're still survivors. We're just going to be a floating blob.
We're just going to be staring at each other.
We're just going to be a floating blob because we would have no needs for hands, no need for nothing because everything would just be the power of our brain.
Jesus Christ. Exactly. That's scary.
No, I'm just kidding.
Scary,
that might
crazy.
Be spiritual afterlife. But anyway, we're not going to get there. But yeah, so they want to make a perfect blend of alien and human. And I guess that's maybe what involves these pills and having, because remember she said that she, like the only person that knows the recipe to the pill is her and like the CIA and the government, and they won't release it and stuff like that. So she's kind of like the head honcho.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this dude wait, is this new?
No, that's the newest one that we watched.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, mm-hmm. So it's like six is halfway through it then.
Oh, yeah. Because remember the first night we watched it, it was 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so how would you say the family internal struggle is? After he takes, so of course, the guy who you may know as Donovan.
Yeah.
You know, he has a pregnant wife. Mm-hmm. That's trying to, you know, they that's the thing. They stay in this house, you know, maybe we should have said this first. They stay in this house because they,
She's designing it
so they get to stay there for free or something like that.
Yeah.
So then they start slowly seeing how freaking freaky the town is with the zombies around. And like, mm-hmm. it's like people know about it. So they just keep hush hush. And like, I don't know why the cops are trying to get involved. It's like, that's the only point. That's the only kind of like plot holes. Like, why are the cops really trying to get involved? Why was that cop really trying to get involved? And like, who's like killing who and what's going on? Like, if she's the sheriff there, she should know what goes on there. That's the only kind of plot hole that they kind of had.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the little daughter. Oh, yeah. That's what we got to say. Okay. So we have this struggle. You know, they think he's on some type of other drugs or whatever. And then the daughter sees him take it for the first time.
So she's like, I need that.
Because she's trying to learn the violin and she sucks. So she's like, I need to take that pill.
Well, no, she doesn't suck.
Yeah. And then she's like over there doing all the string.
Doing all the, what do you call it? What did she say, though? She was like, I can't do the, she called it something, her routine.
Yeah. He's like, fuck that. You're just jealous. He's all yelling at her. She's
I
like
know.
Eight.
That little, yeah. By the way, this
becomes,
little daughter.
Yeah, when she, okay, so let's just say, girl, spoiler alert. We already said spoiler earlier, but she takes the pill. So, and all of a sudden she picks up
turns
the
violin. Turns her into a little bitch.
Yeah, it turns her into a little ass. She's mean.
She is mean. Yeah, so basically, you know. Oh, and then you can't forget about the guy, the writer's boss, that chick lady. She just showed up out of nowhere. She's just calling him, checking up on his writing. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's going great. It's going great. She's got to know probably like what's going on. It's raining.
Oh, yeah, it is raining.
Yeah. She's got to know what's going on. So she shows up in this town, right? She literally turns out to be like one of these main people involved in it, right? She like puts her nose in.
She's like a big Hollywood everybody's business. I guess,
yeah,
manager, like, and she's getting them all these. Once he starts being a badass writer, she gives him all these gigs, and yeah, she's like, "Oh, Quentin Tarantino wants
he wants you to write his movies.
He writes his own shit. Like, what
the like that's so fake. Oh, my so God. Funny.
And they're like, Netflix is gonna give you like all this money and all this. I'm like,
yeah, oh, it's like, this is not real.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. Like, you know, they modernize everything. So oh yeah, that's really cool how they do that.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, so basically, you know, it goes on, you know, I don't know. I mean, they just continue to take the pill. They continue to kill people. You drink their blood. And, yeah, so, I mean, what would you say it would be, like, the next big thing?
The wife gives birth.
Yeah, so the wife is pregnant the whole time, right? She finally, by the way, let me mention
this. This is the only thing I didn't like about this. It's kind of sick that they all wanted to drink the baby's blood because apparently it was better, you know? It's like the
yeah,
whole,
so basically, like the younger.
The spirit conspiracy of, I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to get flagged for that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the younger the blood.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. So, yeah, so the daughter ends up trying to take the blood of her own little brother.
Yeah, she's like sucking on his toes.
That's bad. That's crazy. So, yeah, so there's that struggle.
Wait, I got to mention one thing. Through this entire, these few episodes.
We haven't mentioned two people that are very important.
Okay, go ahead.
Sarah Paulson and Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, they have, like, their own little thing going on.
They have their own, like, little side story, which is, I really like. Because they're both, like, well, I guess they're like, yeah, he's, like, a male prostitute.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, a crackhead.
She's, like, a crackhead who refuses to take this pill.
Yeah, they both refuse to take the pill at first. Yeah. And, Macaulay Culkin is
back. He was a good addition.
He was good. That's what I mean. I don't know if they're all the same actors. It looks like it's different. The different actors are going to be in the second part, which kind of sucks. But, yeah, I mean, it's good to see him back on the screen. He did really that was awesome.
He really did.
Yeah, so, and so basically she gets by, he gets by with prostitution, and she gets by with basically getting blood,
she basically does the dirty work
for Evan Peters and the main lady who live in like mansions and stuff.
Yeah.
I forget her name.
I know, it's okay.
Gosh, we should have prepared better for this.
I know.
Did my mic unplug? But yeah, so
why do you say that?
Oh, I kind of felt like it was out for a second.
Oh.
It's still recording, right?
Yeah.
So there's that Macaulay Culkin story, and yeah, because they don't want to take the pill, and then Macaulay Culkin ends up being the one to take the pill.
Yeah.
And then he ends up being a good writer. So then that's how we keep calling him Donovan, but that's how his agent. it's Harry.
Harry.
That's how his agent gets involved with it too. She reads Macaulay Culkin stuff, and she's like, I don't believe it. She's like, I would literally believe aliens before I believe you wrote this. And he's like, okay, well, here's what's going on. And she's like, okay, I believe it, let's go. And she wants to be the one to take these pills to Hollywood and to, you know, get everyone involved in there. So, and then we'll talk about that, the funny part about LA at the end, which I totally agree with. But you know, I don't care if anyone in LA listens to this stuff. I'm just kidding.
Right.
No, I think we do have people in LA listen to this. I'm just kidding, folks. We love y'all. I'm looking at the stats, and I think I see, California in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had Harry take the pill. Mm-hmm. We had the daughter take the pill.
Yes.
Then Macaulay Culkin takes the pill and has to, you know. And then when they show the little side, it's just little side scenes of how they feed and, like, the type of people they feed on, which they just try to find, like, the, I guess, the lowest life people.
Basically.
Yeah, to feed on.
The people who somebody's not going to come looking for.
Yeah.
Basically.
I don't know. then we get the mom that takes the pill.
Yeah.
And
I was going to mention one thing about the mom before.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I cannot tell you how much anxiety I had throughout the first couple episodes of this because of how, like, she, like, didn't understand what was going on. She wanted to leave. You know, all this crazy stuff is happening.
She was so back and forth.
And literally, like, she's like, literally crying. She was just the amount of time she was getting upset. I felt so cringy and bad. And
oh yeah, like I told you when she. Oh, I'm sorry. Go keep going.
No, that's just basically what I was gonna say. Is just the anxiety that she, her character gave me throughout this entire.
Yes, like in the beginning when she's like he's trying to write and he's like I really got to do this. I really got to write and he can't. Of course he can't. He has a talent, but it's just not there. He doesn't know what to do, so he can't write. And then she's over there under like at the staircase, just staring at him from behind, like oh why won't he come to bed and write? And then once he starts writing all badass, she's like, oh yeah, sit down. She's like, yeah, keep writing, keep writing. I'm like, okay, I don't want to say it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So she takes the pill.
Yeah.
And she was a terrible designer before. So you would think her talent comes out.
Yeah.
Turns out.
No.
She throws up on herself, people. She's a Momo. Oh, man, that was tough.
Like, it's like we knew
we saw it coming, but both of our hands were like on our head, like, oh my God. Because we get invested in these shows, people.
Yeah.
And that we were like staring at each other, like, can you believe that just happened? Like,
yeah.
She just, oh my gosh, we knew it was going to happen. But when it finally happened, it was like,
it was just the worst sight. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then at the end, he realizes, well, no, like, we're not going to kill her. We're not going to do this. Like, because Harry's still, like, that's his wife, you know?
No, it might be worse what they did to her.
So they're like, let's just let her out, like a little lost puppy.
Like a stray cat. Just like, oh, just open the door. Just let her go.
Just let her out.
There she goes.
And
now because
she just goes walking down the fucking thing. Because she almost ate the little baby.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Once you're, like.
Because it's like, once your talent comes out, like, oh, you're super good.
Yeah.
Once you turn the other way, that's
it.
She has, like, no memory in her. She, like, they show how like their vision is even blurry. They can't even see.
Yeah.
And they're not the same people anymore. They're totally transformed.
Yeah.
So like it could transform you to, I guess, I mean, would you say the best version of yourself or the worst version of yourself? That's creepy. So honestly, I mean, if that thing were real today, would you take it?
Me?
Would you take that chance?
Probably not. Just because I don't know. I don't want to get all deep or anything, but I just feel like personally in this real life reality, I don't really know what my talent is. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I just got to find what I'm good at. I like to paint. Maybe I'm a good painter.
Yeah, like Sarah Paulson. That was her deal.
Yeah, she's a painter.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I guess we can go ahead and talk about the end of Sarah Paulson, Macaulay Culkin's story.
Yeah, that was
he
pretty crazy.
He takes the pill, and basically, these zombie vampire people that, like, you're just, like, complete, you know, momos, they basically live outside, they live in the woods, they live in the graveyards, and they just try to feed on people. But if they know that you're on that you took the pill and you're the talented one, they don't mess with you. So, so Sarah Paulson was basically in a vulnerable environment where she... They were coming after her and they were going to eat her, but then Macaulay Culkin comes and, of course, they all walk away and he basically forces her to take the pill and she's crying and she's such a good actor.
Yes.
Or you don't say actress anymore now. It's just actor all the way around, I think.
Yeah.
But she's such a good actor and, she's like crying because, he basically gives her the pill and then walks away. So, of course, the zombie vampire is going to come back and, you know, kill her, eat her. So then she has to take the pill. So she takes it and sure enough, she's they never showed her painting.
They didn't. And I actually thought they were going to come back to it, too.
Yeah. And that's disappointing. I guess they didn't. They probably didn't know, like, what would be. Because that was, like, a big. Yeah. I feel like that was, like, a big story. Like, he asked her, what would be your starry night? What would be your masterpiece? You know, your 16 chapel or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're at the beach. She already took it. Of course, she's talented. He's already getting deals from his writing. Oh, Speed Racer. He, like, was going to rewrite Speed Racer. And he has a badass car, like, Speed Racer-type car and everything. Yeah. They go to the beach and to feed, right? They find somebody to feed on.
They were
that's right.
Go
they're
feed,
like
yeah.
on a family that's like staying in a tent.
Yeah.
Crazy. And Sarah Paulson turns on Macaulay Culkin and says, nope, we're not going to do this. And she takes him out, bites the jugular.
Yeah.
And gets a little bit of feed. Has her paint supplies with her. I kind of like how she wrote it out and like she like because it like she wrote it out in the sand and she used like other paintbrush to like stab it on the corners.
Oh yeah,
to, like,
that
open
looked
it.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And then there she goes. She's off painting her masterpiece.
Yeah.
Then walks off in the ocean like it was so like you know it was like Shakespearean like bittersweet.
Yeah.
She walks off into
the
ocean
her
and then she you know I'm worried about this freaking YouTube strike so She basically, you know, she I'm not going to say how, but she goes, you know. She commits.
Yeah.
You know, the old suey.
The old suey.
Yeah, I mean, is that better for
the
freaking
that is better than, be careful.
Algorithm?
Yeah.
Anyway, But yeah, so man, crazy.
Yeah. So that was that. And I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, it looks like she's gonna come back in the next half.
Is she? Because she's got American Crime Stories too.
But
Her in the other half?
I saw her.
Who's
in the
one
half?
That's floating? The alien that's floating.
I don't even remember. I gotta rewatch that.
And I really hope that this second part of the American Horror Story: Double Future at least touches on Asylum, because Asylum had a little bit of like alien, unexplained alien incidents in it too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember even Tate at the end when he's an old man, because I think that's what happened. Remember he thinks that the aliens took his wife, and then he ends up in the asylum or something. And then see, I got to rewatch. I would love to rewatch it. But at the end, he's like in a wheelchair or whatever, and he's an old man, and like they talk about how they finally came back for him, and then he's looking, and all of a sudden you see the flashlight, and he's gone. Like the aliens came back and took him. So I hope they kind of touch back on, because they never really explained that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Maybe the creators are just like, they want the deep fans that have been watching for a long time. So you can literally 10 seasons later be like, oh yeah, you know, because that does give you a good pop, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Literally years later.
Yeah. So, it's basically, how does this end?
I mean, remember, don't they get rid of Harry?
So they want to get rid of Harry.
They want to get rid of Harry.
Well, yeah, it all gets out of hand, of course.
Basically,
We're not gonna do it justice. Basically, we're just giving. We're kind of breaking it down more than giving a review.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be giving a review, but I mean, we just got to talk about it, I guess, in general. Yeah. So yeah, they want to get rid of Harry. You know, all this wild goose chase, crazy stuff goes on, and then so at the end, it's basically Harry's family and his. Well, not his family. I guess boss. Basically, the his boss took over the mom role, since the mom, they just left her out. And then the last you see from her, she's just in the graveyard eating a bunny.
It
feels so bad for her. So it's basically like vampires versus vampires at the end.
Yeah.
And so the last people standing end up being Harry, his daughter, and the baby is still good.
The baby,
because it was a whole kidnapped baby scene. We're not going to get to that. But the baby's still good. And then, of course, the lady who makes the pills is good. And so it's Harry, the daughter, the manager, and then the lady that makes the pills.
Yeah.
And then something I don't agree with, what happened?
They basically they allowed the daughter to take out Harry. She took out her own dad. Father, she's like, sorry, it's only gonna be us.
Yeah,
he was trying to go on this whole spiel, like it's
gonna
be
wanted
us
to go
three.
Cold turkey from the pill. That's what it was.
Oh, that's
he's
what
like,
it was.
Well, no. He's like, after we leave, he's like, I already wrote all my masterpieces. He's like, I got 5 years worth of, he's like, I got 5 years worth of writing done. He's like, I'm good. And she's like, well, I'm not done playing the violin. He's like, no, you damn, you are. And then, man, that evil look, she like, I mean, the more the episodes go on, the evil more evil she gets. And then it gets to the point where she literally. Everything's done. They're like, oh, yeah, it's good. Let's go home. And she's like, we're going, but not with you. And I would take, as a dad, would you sacrifice yourself for your daughter? I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have
it
definitely
was bad.
Did
they,
it
could,
a different
they did
way.
A different way. But so.
But we will see. I mean, when is it? Tomorrow? Tomorrow is the start of the other half, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah,
and then I love at the very end, they to cap off the story.
Yeah,
they go to she takes the pills to L.A. And wouldn't you know, nobody's talented in L.A. They all turn into zombie Momo,
literally,
vampire Momos.
The entire fucking city.
Although and they're just like, well, this sucked. Let's go to a different spot.
Let's move on.
That's where that left off. So I'm pretty sure, of course, like I said, it's going to go black and white. So it's meant to, the next part is going to go back to basically, I guess, how that story started off. I mean, they have to do that.
Where's
they're
this
not
all
gonna
from?
Just, it's not like another season. They're not gonna just going to go a whole different way.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think it's cool how you kind of have, like I said, vampires, a touch of zombie kind of stuff in it, and aliens.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What more could you want?
Yeah, so honestly, this is let's see. So far, we have to come back and I'm going to have to ask ourselves this question, but how would you rank it compared to your current rankings now that we talked about it?
I would maybe make it.
I might put this between.
I was going to say I might put this one as my third.
What did I say my third was? Hotel?
Yeah.
I might. Oh, okay. So might be above Election Night to me. That's what it might be. It's still a Freak Show Asylum Hotel, and then probably Freak Show Asylum Hotel double feature if it continues on the path.
Yeah.
And then, what did I say, election?
Yeah.
If the second half is as good or better than the first half, it would definitely be number three.
Yeah.
It would replace Hotel.
Yeah.
Yep. Sound cool?
Man, it does sound cool.
Yeah. I'm into it. Freaking, this is like the one the
best
horror
show.
Series that's like, yeah, I've been my favorite. Black Mirror is pretty cool, but that's not as like, it's not, I wouldn't consider it horror. It's more like drama.
Yeah. Where have they been?
Yeah, I know.
Shit. Been years. At least.
I don't have any new stories.
No. We'll get to that when it comes.
Yeah. But man.
It's really raining outside.
I know. Time for a nap.
Makes me sleepy. I know.
Yeah, I know. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's that. That was a pretty good.
Yeah. So honestly, if y'all have anything to say, I mean, we can always. Actually, no. I was gonna tell people to submit stuff in, but we will like submissions for any other thing. I mean,
yeah, for anything.
We started accepting submissions for other podcasts for a minute mark. Basically, people that like just send in a minute to talk about wrestling, and it kind of made me think like, oh, I want to do something like that for Cave In Universe.
Yeah.
So I mean, the best thing is that I've been thinking about is like, what do we do here? We're just here talking about what we're into and telling stories. So if you're somebody that has a crazy story or crazy experience or even a crazy dream, that's something I would like to get in more talking about our dreams, because I've been having some crazy dreams lately.
Yeah,
so if you have crazy stories, crazy dreams, experiences that you would like to share, and you know, like I said, just
it can be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything. Even like, oh, look at this crazy video I saw that I don't think y'all, you know, came across yet. Here it is, you know, we'll play it. So you know, that we want to really like keep in touch with our audience, because there are a lot of, I hate to compare to other podcasts, but you know, we just want to be in touch with who's listening. So if there's anything like that, feel free to send it in. Well, I was going to say the Jobber Circle email, but you can send it into what's our email?
CaveInUniverse@gmail.com.
CaveInUniverse@gmail.com. Or you can even email Kaylin. Kaylin, C-A-Y-L-I-N.
C-A-Y-L-I-N. Doesn't start with the K.
Yeah, it doesn't start with a K. Kaylin@CaveIn.com. But that might be a little more, I realize that might be more confusing for people.
Yeah.
Because like our website is CaveIn.com.
Yeah.
Which is under construction right now. But it's Kaylin@CaveIn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even my autocorrect, when I type in Kaylin, sometimes it just puts Kaylin.
Really?
I hate it.
Your
computer's already. We need to contact Apple.
Can you just like add to dictionary?
Yes, but we need to contact Apple so everyone can put in Kaylin on their phones.
Okay.
And doesn't autocorrect.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, so like I said, send in anything you want, people. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear and if you're still listening right now, please feel free to like and subscribe if you haven't already done so. And subscribe to the cheapest Patreon in the game. You got a $1 tier, a $3 tier, and a $6 tier. So a lot of fun stuff going on Patreon. Kaylin, got anything else for us?
I don't think so. We will see you guys soon, hopefully.
All right. Yep. Peace and love, and you will hear from us soon.
Bye, guys. Thank you.